President Trump's impeachment trial for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress continued as the Senate carried out a second day of questions and answers for the House impeachment managers and Trump's legal team. Tomorrow, the Senate expects to call for a vote on whether to allow witnesses and testimony in the trial. A new poll finds 80% of Americans support allowing witnesses. One dramatic moment in today's trial hearing came when Chief Justice John Roberts refused to read aloud a question from Senator Rand Paul that reportedly named the anonymous whistleblower whose report triggered the investigation. Paul then illegally left the Senate chamber and held a press conference naming the whistleblower. Today, Representative Val Demings answered a Republican question on whether Joe and Hunter Biden should be called as fact witnesses.
If we are serious about why we are here, and I have no reason to doubt that we are, if we are serious about seeking the truth, because the truth matters, not just for those who have paid the price in our history to form a more perfect union and protect our democracy, but it's important for our future. And in this case, if we're serious about that, then I can tell you this, that we are serious then about hearing from fact witnesses. Looking at the Bidens, no matter how many times we called their name, we have no evidence to point to the fact that either Biden has anything at all to tell us about the president shaking down a foreign power to help him cheat in the next election, the precious election, trying to steal each individual in this country's vote. I don't believe either Biden has any information about that, but let me tell you who I think does. Maybe we should call Ambassador Bolton. If we're serious about the truth, maybe we should call him because we have a good idea about what he might say. Or what about Mr. Mulvaney, who had day-to-day contact with the principal in our investigation, the President of the United States? That's not good enough. Well, what about, the question was asked about when did we know, or when did the president first put the hole on? Well, we do have reports that say on June 19th of 2019, Mr. Blair personally instructed the director of OMB to hold up security assistance from Ukraine over a month before the infamous July 25th call.
That was Democratic Representative Val Demings, who is one of the impeachment managers.
Meantime, Trump's legal team has been arguing that the House refused to issue subpoenas during its inquiry a month ago. But when the House impeachment managers refuted that claim, the Trump legal team changed their argument, saying that subpoenas were issued but were not legitimate. Here's one of Trump's lawyers, Patrick Philbin, today, arguing that because House managers played video excerpts of some statements, no further witnesses are needed.
So far, you have seen in these presentations 192 video clips from 13 different witnesses. So testimony was shown here to you, just as you would in a trial in an ordinary court, sometimes play the video of a deposition instead of having the witness take the stand. You've seen video clips from 13 different witnesses.
And the video clips Philbin is talking about were presented during opening arguments when there was no possibility for senators to question the witnesses whose video clips were shown.
Today, the House impeachment managers also answered the question of whether President Trump calling on the Ukrainian prime minister to investigate Joe Biden was a legitimate use of foreign policy, something that Trump's legal advisor, Alan Dershowitz, claimed yesterday. Here's the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff.
It would be hard for me to contemplate circumstances where that would be appropriate, where it would be appropriate for the President of the United States to seek a political investigation of an opponent. One of the, I think, most important post-Watergate reforms was to divorce decisions about specific cases, specific prosecutions, from the White House to the Justice Department, to build a wall. One of the many norms that has broken down under this presidency is that wall has been obliterated, where the president has affirmatively and aggressively sought to investigate his rivals. I cannot conceive of circumstances where that is appropriate. It may be appropriate for the Justice Department, acting independently and in good faith, to initiate investigation. There's a process for doing that. We heard testimony about that. You can make requests under the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty, the MLAT process, when a foreign country has evidence involving a criminal case involving a U.S. person. There is a legitimate way to do that. That didn't happen here. In fact, when Bill Barr's name was first revealed, when that transcript was brought to light, the Justice Department immediately said, we have nothing to do with this. We have nothing to do with this. Here, this particular domestic political errand was being done by the president's personal lawyer. I wanted to just follow up also, while I can, Senator, on my colleague's comments in terms of mixed motives. If you conclude the president acted with mixed motives, some of them corrupt and forbidden, some of them legitimate, you should vote to convict. That principle is deeply rooted in our legal tradition. It is commonplace in civil and criminal law going back centuries. For example, in describing the standard for corrupt motive for obstruction, the Seventh Circuit rejected any requirement that a defendant's only or even main purpose was to obstruct the due administration of justice. Instead, the court explained, a defendant is guilty if his motives included any corrupt, forbidden goals. That case, United States v. Cueto, which I cited earlier, is not only relevant here, but that case was argued by Professor Dershowitz, and he lost. He made the argument he's made, and the president's lawyers have made today. They lost that case, and for a good reason. It's contrary to the history of our legal traditions.
The Senate will meet again tomorrow to decide whether to allow witnesses or to bring the impeachment trial to an end.